This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. The president of South Korea has reversed his shock decision to impose martial law.
After the National Assembly's demand to lift martial law troops have been withdrawn. I will accept the National Assembly's demand and lift martial law.
The president had declared martial law a few hours earlier, accusing the opposition of being criminals and anti-state forces. The National Assembly voted to block his order, but the army had said it needed to be revoked by the president himself. South Korea's key ally, the United States, says it's relieved by President Yoon's decision to back down. In South Korea itself, the opposition is calling for the president to step down or face impeachment. Our correspondent Laura Bicker spoke to us from outside Parliament in Seoul.
As you can hear, the protesters are still in full voice. It's a new day here in Seoul, and they have several pleas to the parliament. They are calling for the president to be removed. Remember, this is a population that has already lived through military dictatorships. They did not expect to see it, however briefly, back here in 2024. Now, there are two key questions. Firstly, what was the president thinking? And secondly, what happens next?
In other news, anti-government forces in Syria have continued their advance towards the city of Hama. They say they've captured several villages and one of the largest military bases on the edge of the city, which is just over 200 kilometres north of the capital, Damascus. The Syrian Defence Ministry said reinforcements have been sent to Hama and that Syrian and Russian warplanes were bombarding the rebels. Lawyers representing Donald Trump have formally asked for his hush money conviction to be overturned ahead of his return to the White House. In May, Mr. Trump was found guilty of falsifying business records over payments he made to a porn actress. Here's our North America editor, Sarah Smith.
Donald Trump's citing as his reason Joe Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter. Now, President Biden did say he believed that politics had infected the case against Hunter and as a result, he had been selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Well, Donald Trump says that is exactly what happened to him in that New York hush money case where he was found guilty earlier this year. Now, it's very unlikely that the judge will throw out this case and totally overturn the verdict. But I think this does show you just how politically inflammatory was the justification that Joe Biden gave for pardoning his son Hunter.
Bolivia's former president, Gonzalo Sanchez de Lozada, has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for handing out over 100 oil contracts without parliamentary approval. The 94-year-old wasn't in court as he lives in the United States. He served as president in the mid-90s. World News from the BBC. Argentina has announced plans to begin charging foreigners for healthcare and university education. A government spokesman said that a third of medical students in Argentina were foreign nationals who benefited from the country's generous rules. He said the measures would ease government spending and generate new income for universities and the public health system. Georgia's Constitutional Court has rejected an opposition lawsuit that was seeking to overturn the result of parliamentary elections in October, which saw the Georgian Dream Party return to office. Thousands of people are back on the streets of the capital Tbilisi for a sixth night of protests. They say the party is making Georgia more authoritarian and returning it to Russia's orbit. During a visit to Angola, President Biden has spoken of the horrors of the transatlantic slave trade. He called it America's original sin. He also spoke of the changing relationship between the two countries, saying it was better than ever. Will Ross reports.
Standing close to the ports from where around 4 million Angolans were shipped across the Atlantic, Joe Biden spoke of the stolen men, women and children who in chains were subjected to unimaginable cruelty. Some of the first to reach America left Angola on a Portuguese ship that was attacked by a British vessel. In 1619, it brought 20 slaves to the English colony of Virginia. Mr. Biden spoke optimistically about the future of Africa. He said any nation that wanted to thrive in the future needed to work as partners with entrepreneurs and businesses in Africa.
Doctors and humanitarian organisations have called for the immediate opening of a medical corridor to evacuate patients from Gaza to hospitals in East Jerusalem. A spokesman for the World Health Organization said as many as 1,500 people were in desperate need of surgery. Israeli officials say more than 30 patients were transferred from Gaza for treatment on Tuesday. Gaza's health infrastructure has largely been destroyed by Israeli bombardment. BBC News.